マキャオです。All right, so I'm pretty sure we all have had, like, interesting experiences at stores. Now, I, for 3 years, worked at an electronics chain store, which I won't name, but let's just say you made premium purchases there. I ran into some very interesting people, and I want to tell you about a few of them. So, one day, I was working in the MP3 department, and this guy comes over. He's wearing, like, his velour tracksuit, tank top, slick back hair. It's all right, guy. We're talking. He's like asking me about MP3 players and stuff. And then I noticed one thing about him. There's this mole on his neck with two extraordinarily long hairs sticking out of it. They had to be at least a foot and a half long. So it became a conversation between me and his mole. And I just had to watch the thing. So because he would like turn and it would like float out. And I'm like, do not touch me with that shit. And I just had to try to maneuver around his hair as he talked. And I talked to him about iPods and stuff. And it was, long story short, eventually he left. But I was just, I froke the fuck out about that long ass hair of his. It was in my face the whole time. And another one, there was this girl and her mom, and they were talking about iPods again. And her mom goes, so how does an iPod work? And she says in the most unbelievably ghetto thing, she goes, you put the iPad in the computer and it sucked the music out. and see, the thing about, like, essentially, she's right. But I kind of sat there dumbfounded because I'm like, yeah, that, shit. that's it. I mean, that's about all I can really say about that. Third, there was this guy. I was over in the music department this time, and he was this Spanish guy, had a really thick accent, and he came up and he's like, excuse me, do you have the music for the, couldn't catch what he was saying. It happened two more times. The fourth time he says, he's like, do you have the music for the strippers? And I'm like, huh? Because I, you know, obviously didn't say that. But he's like, the strippers, you know the strippers? I'm like, yeah, you do. I know strippers, okay? Yeah, I know strippers. But I'm like, yeah, you looking for like something fast or something slow? And he's like, something fast. I'm like, okay, you probably want to check out the R&B stuff. Then I stop and I think, what if he's a stripper? What if I'm that guy who's telling a guy to get music to get naked to? I kind of stopped there. I'm like, I'm not helping out anymore because I don't want this guy to be like, yeah, that dude told me the right stuff to shake my wang to. There was this one time I was over in the video game department, and there's this like guy who comes in. He has a kind of a stuttering issue, but I talk to him all the time. He's a really cool guy. But there was just this one time that I just could not handle it. We were talking, and he was talking about Devil May Cry 4 and how cool of a game it was. And we're talking, and he goes, right in the middle of a sentence, he goes, whoa. And I see my face, I feel my face just, my eyes just like bugging out like, I gotta hold it together. I cannot laugh in his face. I cannot do it. I can't do it. And I just like, I was like, oh, I gotta go. It's like, I need to go to the other side of the store, like, right now. And I just kind of ran away. So, like, last random thing, I was at work once, and I was feeling really bad. And I'm like, this is going to be a really shitty day at work. And I walk to the front of the store, and there's a midget on the shopping cart, like, on the front. He's, like, surfing. He just hops off right in front of me and just looking. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is a good day now.